I suppose victory is important, but I suppose 8 points down midway through the first half, I think it was important to show a bit of perseverance and to show a bit of heart and a bit of, I suppose, just a bit of a performance, because, you know, up until that it was very, very poor from our perspective, and it was something we were really, really unhappy with at half time, considering what we came off the back of in the Kildare game, where there were so many good positives.
Yeah.
So I suppose first and foremost to overturn that there was a big one for us, to get the win and to get the scores and to get the result in the back of that as a bonus. But I suppose to turn it around, and to turn it around, as I say, from that 8 point deficit midway through the first half was a key one for us.
Yeah.
You know?
Because they finished the first half well and went five ahead, and even at that you felt, no, we're still in this game now compared to where we were maybe 20 minutes ago.
I had it down and we had brought it back to three, and they chipped over a couple of scores just before half time to bring to five. So yeah, we felt we had absolutely done nothing whatsoever. Now credit where credit is due to me too. They had moved the ball very, very well. It was very difficult to get at them, but you know, in any facet of our game, whether that be with the ball or without the ball, we didn't do ourselves justice in that first half, and for us it was really about getting back to basics. Once we'd done that, we managed to be competitive again, we managed to get a foothold back into the game again, and once we'd done that, then we were able to go ahead and stamp our own authority on the game. But until we'd done that, it wasn't really going to turn around, and thankfully we did that, you know.
We won it with an outstanding team goal and a super finish from Jimmy.
Yeah, brilliant. As I say, it was well moving of the ball going into Oisin, and say he's forever present, ever shown for a young fella. He's absolutely phenomenal for us. He's been just a really, really, really good addition, and a lovely young lad, steady young lad, and really mad to play with Donegal. And I say, when it got to Jimmy just thrashed him on the left foot. So fair play to him, you know.
Yeah. Just a message as team captain to Neil McGee, breaking Colin McFadden's record. I was asking him there, he says he hasn't got any messages from Colin as yet. Michael, are you surprised?
Colin will send over one. Credit's due to Neil. Fantastic, you know, even through his time, he's been an absolute steady influence, and even coming in there today, it was fantastic. You know, he's a competitive by nature fella, and he's just not racking up appearances for the sake of racking them up. He's racking them up to win games, and as I say, even through his campaign this year with Gridore, he was always on the phone asking how training was going, asking how things were going, and mad to know how Donegal was going. So as I say, brilliant for him, delighted for him, all the boys are. He's a good friend, and he's a huge player, has been in Donegal and Donegal's history, and no doubt in the coming weeks, in the coming months, and even in the coming years, there'll be a couple more performances from him too.